The analysis of Sri Krishna says is that if you, however, examine the whole process of karma, you will find that you have right to action, but no right to fruits of action. Whereas those people who are engaged in Vedavada, they want to possess the result, they want to claim the result, they want to enjoy the result, they want to cling to the result. And this is, according to Sri Krishna, a mistake and error. If, as a matter of fact, you have no right over the results, and still to go on claiming results, to cling to results, is based upon some kind of ignorance. That process itself is result of an ignorance. That is why the great and famous sentence, which is chapter number 2, verse number 47. Which says, karmanyevadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala hetuhu bhuhu ma te sangaha astu akarmani. This is the famous verse of the Bhagavad Gita. According to many, this is the greatest message of the Gita. But as we shall see later on, this is the first message but not the last message of the Gita. This is not the Mahavakya of the Gita. This is the first Vakya. Mahavakya will come much later. But it is the starting point. The first great sentence of the Gita is this. To action alone hast thou the right, but not to its fruits. Do not therefore act for the sake of the fruits of action. But at the same time, therefore, do not cling yourself to inaction. In one sentence you might say, one of the most important elements of karma yoga is expounded, based upon the truth that since for fruits of action you have no right. This is the buddhi yoga tells you, when you discriminate all the aspects of karma, this is the one conclusion that you have arrived. Just as by buddhi you discriminate between the immobile and the mobile that we saw already earlier. Similarly, when you analyze action by buddhi, you realize that you have no right over fruits of action. Once you do action, what result it will produce, it is no more in your hands. It is like the bullet which goes out of your gun. Once it has been thrown out, it is now no more in your hands as to what will happen. It's not in your hands. Even if you try to make it in your hands, it is not in your hands. Knowing this fact, it follows that you should not, therefore, cling to the fruits of action. It's not in your hands. And whenever you do the action, do not do the action for the sake of enjoyment of the fruits of action. Even if fruits are produced, you remain with regard to the fruits equal-minded. But do not cling to them, because it means that you have a right to them, which is not true. And the next few sentences which are here are expository of this basic proposition. We shall read them and then we shall come back again to reflect upon them. The next one says, yogastaha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddhi asiddhyohu samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. In the last sentence we saw that even though you are not to cling to the fruits of action, even though the enjoyment of fruits of action is not to be the motive of your action, still you should continue to act. But how will you act then? If ultimately you are not going to enjoy the fruits of action, and normally people act only for the sake of that, and still you have to act, then how will you act? Therefore Sri Krishna says, yogastaha kuru karmani. You do actions, but how? Yogastaha. Be settled in yoga. Sangam tyaktva. Now this is a very important word, sangam tyaktva. You give up the attachment. The entire root of all bandhan, all bondage is sangam, attachment. The whole Gita's teaching is that all bandhan, all kind of bondage is because of attachment. Therefore, sangam tyaktva, yogastha kuru karmani, give up the attachment. And when this will be done, then what will happen? Siddhi asiddhi, whether you succeed or you fail, in regard to both of them, samo bhutva, you will become equal-minded. And then he defines what is yoga. Because the first word was yogastha kuru karmani. You be settled in yoga and do actions. Now he says, what is yoga? Samatvam yoga uchyate. The equanimity, the complete equality of consciousness in regard to honor or dishonor, success or failure, this state of consciousness itself is yoga. This is the definition of yoga, that if you can attain to a state where you are equal in regard to pleasure or pain, in regard to wealth or poverty, in regard to honor or dishonor, success or failure, then you are said to be in yoga. With that state of consciousness, do the karma.